Chapter 3, The Path to Forgiveness. Understanding Forgiveness. Forgiveness is a complex yet vital process that can pave the way toward healing and rebuilding trust. It is often misconstrued as a simple act of letting go or excusing the behavior of those who have betrayed us. However, true forgiveness is much more nuanced. It involves acknowledging the pain caused by betrayal while choosing to release the grip that anger and resentment have on our hearts. Dr. Frederick Luskin, a leading researcher on forgiveness, defines it as a choice to let go of the emotional pain associated with an offense. This choice is not about condoning the behavior or forgetting what happened, rather, it is about freeing oneself from the burden of negative emotions. The act of forgiveness allows individuals to reclaim their power and move forward with their lives. Steps to forgive yourself and others. Forgiveness is a journey, and it often requires intentional steps to navigate. Here are several key steps that can facilitate the process of forgiveness. 1. Acknowledge your feelings. The first step toward forgiveness is to fully acknowledge the feelings of hurt, anger, and betrayal. It is crucial to allow yourself to feel these emotions rather than suppressing them. Journaling or speaking with a trusted friend or therapist can help articulate and process these feelings. 2. Understand the impact. Reflect on how the betrayal has affected your life and relationships. Understanding the emotional toll can provide clarity and context for your feelings. This introspection can also lead to greater empathy for both yourself and the person who betrayed you. 3. Choose to forgive. Forgiveness is a conscious decision. It requires the willingness to let go of grudges and the desire to move forward. Consider the long-term benefits of forgiveness, such as reduced stress and improved mental health. As Nelson Mandela famously said, "Resentment is like drinking poison and then hoping it will kill your enemies." 4. Communicate your feelings. If appropriate, consider discussing your feelings with the person who betrayed you. This conversation can be an opportunity for both parties to express their perspectives and work toward mutual understanding. Open communication can be a powerful tool for healing. 5. Establish boundaries. Forgiveness does not mean you must allow the same behavior to continue. Setting clear boundaries can protect you from future hurt while allowing space for healing. It is essential to communicate these boundaries to the person involved. 6. Practice self-compassion. Forgiving yourself is equally important as forgiving others. Recognize that everyone makes mistakes, and allow yourself to be human. Embrace self-compassion, understanding that you are worthy of forgiveness and growth.